Again, when I first came here, I was given some information that was kind of like put me, I suppose, kind of let me know where things were at. And I'd done a bit of a quick walk around with the director of nursing at the time to kind of have a look, and showed me around. And he was saying that at the time, so we're talking about the mid-80s, the government of the day had a priority listing for funding. And there was about 70, I think there were 76 areas on their list of areas. And Willow Court was 75th on the list at that time. Wow. He also told me that at the time, that their budget for maintenance, so this was both sites, so there was a split, it had split by that stage, but the budget at that time was $5,000 for the year.
To run the place?
That was the maintenance budget. Yeah, just the maintenance budget was only $5,000 a year, and that's for both sides. So that's for the Royal Derwent side and for the Willow Court side. Now, when I came here, there was probably 300 to 400 people still residing just in the Willow Court side, and all the Royal Derwent units were full as well, and Millbrook Rise and stuff. So it was a kind of a case of, okay, so this is a really poorly funded institution. It was still heavily, heavily entrenched in a medical model. In fact, I think, I don't know whether it was here or one of maybe the unit next door that was burnt down, where I actually talked about running some programs around supporting people to, teaching people to have, you know, use knife and fork and feed themselves, and was shot down in a fairly significant blaze of being a, as I was called then, a boat person coming over here telling us what to do. That was what I was referred to.
No way.
Yeah, that's what I was
telling us what to do.
No, I was a boat person. I was affectionately known as a boat person.
But it's, you can't understand the culture of this unless you understand the culture of the interaction between this and the community, and the levels of people who continually, generation after generation, came and worked here.
I would work with fathers and mothers, and then their daughters and sons, and aunts and uncles, and it was very much. And I mean,
good practice, I think, got passed on to many generations.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and for me, I came from a really big centre where there'd be, you know, I didn't probably even know 10% of the staff, to kind of come into a much, much smaller environment where everybody knew everybody, you know, in the township. At the time, Boyer Paper Mill was still operating, so it would also, these were the two main employers of the town. You had the Royal Derwent and Boyer were the employers of the town. Yeah, absolutely.
How many staff were here?
Look, I'm not exactly sure of the numbers. I mean, there must have been quite a few hundred, because it was a fully operating centre, you know, everything from the kitchen and the upholsterer and your dry stores building, and you know, there's a church still over on the Royal Derwent side, and the swimming pool, and everything. It's a one-stop shop. You know, it's a village in a village. It's a community in a community. And institutions create subcultures, and coming here was like going from being in a subculture within a township type of subculture. So it was a really, I was just really naive. You know, obviously I was really naive. I was 22 or something.
Crazy view.
Yeah, and it operated so differently from what I was used to. I had not come from a system where we wore uniforms, for example. And they said, you'll have to go and get your uniform from the uniform shop. And I was horrified and mortified. But what do I have to wear a uniform for? You know, the medical model, I eventually bucked that, and just when I started night shift, I refused to wear a uniform. And in the end, I think it created a wave of revolution and people stopped wearing uniforms.
So you were a troublemaker from the mainland.
Yeah, I was actually a bit. Yeah, I was kind of known as that a bit. But So, and at its time, in its day, when Willow Court was set up, it was actually a model institution. Like, this was a seriously good model. Oh, wow.